This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Gold prices rose today as geopolitical uncertainty and trade war concerns boosted safe haven demand, with low trading volumes expected as US markets were closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. Well, before he left for Thanksgiving, Trader Nick sent this report.
Hey, Johnny, good to be back on the podcast and, of course, on a pretty special day. Today is, of course, for U.S. traders, U.S. listeners, a national holiday, Thanksgiving. And so this episode may be a little bit short as markets themselves are a little quiet. This week, however, we did get some important data. We also did have the FOMC meeting minutes report. And largely, we'll start at the FOMC meeting minutes just for a second. They were largely not that important. There was not a huge shift. I know a lot of investors were looking to see if there were any clues as to whether or not the Fed was focused a little bit more on the inflation side of concerns or the jobs market side of concerns. But what I gathered from the report and what most market headlines were coming out of the meeting minutes was basically they continue to see a dual risk to the mandate. So the Fed has shifted over time, focusing a little bit more on inflation when that went really crazy. And then in recent times, there was a bit more of a sway towards jobs. And now there has been a bit of an uptick. We did see PCE actually tick up again this past few days. So the Fed has its eye on both places at once, it seems. So its focus on jobs data as well as inflation. As we know, inflation can be, especially in recent years, it can be very painful and it can be very hurtful to an economy. So I think that where the Fed meeting minutes left off were essentially we are still going to go data dependent, wait for market data to come in and show us one side of that mandate is really calling for rate cuts before they truly start to really proceed with those rate cuts. I think that the market was looking for something there, perhaps some clues that something would come out of that meeting minutes, something like, you know, inflation has really ramped up again and we really need to consider pausing, things like that. And we very well may see the Fed go in that direction. However, the Fed's watch tool, which is derived from Fed funds futures, traders still shows the expectations for that December rate cut probability around 60-40. So not a huge sway there. 60% chance, of course, being that we do in fact see another 25 basis point cut in December. But we'll have to wait and see what we actually get because between now and then, we've discussed this in previous episodes, you have a key jobs report, that NFP report, early December. And of course, you also have another CPI. So I just mentioned inflation has been picking up just slightly off of its lows. So I do think traders are going to be watching very closely to see what that next CPI report brings us on that front. The dollar index has come down a little bit from that 107 plus area, but still remains largely supported and very, very strong. At the same time, Bitcoin did bounce a little bit here, but still under that 100,000 mark. I know we've been on 100,000 level on the podcast here, but we'll continue to see if anything comes out of that on the Bitcoin price side of things. Gold, silver, chopping back and forth. I think some of the uncertainty in the market, and this is also reflected in the volatility index, the VIX being down, has come out of things. Notably, you know, the election uncertainties are now largely behind us. And at the same time, the US economy, which is of course an integral one to the global economy, still seems to be relatively sitting at a robust level. And that sort of kind of calms the nerves a little bit of traders, investors. On the geopolitical front, there is some promise and hopefulness towards the Trump administration, some hope that peace resolutions do come in the, of course, Ukraine conflict, as well as the Israel one. We've seen some progress in the Israel one, and that does act to sort of mute gold prices a little bit, which, of course, is a very popular topic for traders, investors, and people who are looking to hedge portfolios. So it's a really interesting time. We're going to have to really keep an eye on that upcoming key data out of the U.S. Again, I think number one and number two things to watch for in December are going to be that CPI report, number one, and that jobs report, number two, because both of those things are the Fed's target to keep an eye on. So we'll have to keep up with it. Of course, we'll have episodes coming out at that time. Thanks, everybody, for joining today on the podcast. And of course, happy Thanksgiving to those in the states that do celebrate it.
Thanks, Nick. Happy Thanksgiving to all our US listeners. We'll be back next week.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.